Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, especially in this crazy digital age we live in, creating a digital detox plan for better mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through social media, checking emails? You know that feeling when you put it down and suddenly feel lighter? That's the power of disconnecting. But let's be real, it's easier said than done, right? We've become so dependent on technology that taking a break feels almost impossible. But trust me, your brain and your sanity will thank you for it. So, buckle up, because we're about to build your very own digital detox plan step by step. First things first. Why bother with a detox in the first place? Think of your brain as a muscle constantly bombarded with information from every direction. Social media, news feeds, emails, notifications, it's a non-stop barrage that can lead to mental fatigue, anxiety, and even sleep problems. A digital detox gives your brain a much-needed break to recharge and focus. Takeaway number 1. Start small. Don't go cold turkey. Instead of deleting all your apps overnight, which might feel liberating but could backfire, start with manageable goals. How about designating certain times of the day as phone-free zones? Maybe during meals or an hour before bed? Baby steps lead to big changes. Takeaway number 2. Identify your triggers. What apps or websites tend to suck you in for hours on end? Is it Instagram, TikTok, that endless news feed? Once you know your weak spots, you can consciously limit your time there. There are even apps that can help track your usage and send you alerts when you've reached your limit, kind of like a digital accountability buddy. Takeaway number 3. Rediscover the joy of offline activities. Remember those things you used to do before smartphones were practically glued to our hands? Reading a book, going for a walk in nature, having a face-to-face conversation with a friend. These activities are not just enjoyable, they're essential for your mental well-being. Takeaway number 4. Embrace boredom. Yes, you read that right. Boredom can be a powerful tool for creativity and self-reflection. When you're not constantly stimulated by digital distractions, your mind has space to wander, come up with new ideas, and simply be present in the moment. It's almost like hitting the reset button on your brain. And finally, takeaway number 5. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. Technology can be a fantastic tool when used mindfully, but it shouldn't control your life. A digital detox is about reclaiming your time, attention, and mental space. It's about creating a healthy relationship with technology so it serves you, rather than the other way around. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're on vacation, finally unplugged from the digital world. No emails, no notifications. Just the sound of waves crashing on the shore and the warmth of the sun on your skin. You take a long walk along the beach, noticing the intricate patterns in the sand, the vibrant colors of seashells, the scent of salt air filling your lungs. You feel a sense of calm wash over you, a feeling of being truly present in the moment. That's the magic of disconnecting. It allows you to savor life's simple pleasures and recharge your batteries. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to reclaim your digital well-being. Start small, identify your triggers, embrace offline activities, and remember that intentionality is key. Take those first steps today, and let me know how it goes in the comments below. Remember, this isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing journey towards building a healthier relationship with technology. Every little step you take counts, so don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. And hey, if you ever feel overwhelmed or need some extra support, remember that you're not alone. There are tons of resources out there to help you on your journey to a more mindful digital life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep those phones at bay when you need a break.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.